So before moving on to the next session, I would once again like to welcome all of you to the Bhakti Sangha Japa mid-morning session of this Chaitanya Bhagavat. And so before moving on to the session, I would like to read today's Prabhupada quote. So this is quote on August 23, 1968 at Montreal. So we should not eat more than required. Eating, sleeping, mating, all these are material demands. The more we minimize, then that is good, but not at the risk of health. Because we have to work for Krishna, so we must maintain our health nicely. Hare Krishna. So our movement is prasada movement, actually. So this is a quote, I think, for me myself, because I ate more. Hare Krishna. So thank you so much. I once again welcome all of you to this Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. So today we will be moving on to this next section, that is Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Khanda. It is 2.269 to 292, which will be given by His Grace Jeevan Gaura Hari Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving us your association. And we are waiting for you to take us to the virtual tour. Hari Bol. Over to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, welcome all the devotees, all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, to hear about the glories of Lord Chaitanya, especially about Lord Chaitanya's nocturnal pastime, which happened at the house of Srivas Thakur. So today we will be hearing from Chaitanya Bhagavata, second chapter, from Sloka 269 to 292. Hope you are able to see the screen.
Yes, Prabhuji.
So this is Chaitanya Bhagavata, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 2, 269. Sahaje Pandita Bado Mahabhagavata Agya Pai Stuti Kore Jena Abhimata. Srivas Pandit was a natural scholar and a Mahabhagavata. Having been ordered by the Lord, he offered heartfelt prayers. So this is the sequence of the pastimes that happened at the house of Srivas Thakur, who is none other than Narada Muni. And he is termed here as a Mahabhagavata. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he is a Mahabhagavata. Parikshit Maharaj, he is a Mahabhagavata. Srivas Pandit, he is a Mahabhagavata. To find Mahabhagavata is very rare in this material world. And who is a Mahabhagavata? They see only Krishna in their core of heart, their heart, only Krishna is there. And they see Krishna, Krishna's energy, and Krishna's hand. That's all, Mahabhagavata. They see only Krishna, Krishna's hand, and Krishna's energy, all three aspects. So, such type of devotees, they are very rare. And this Mahabhagavata devotees, they are Kripa Dayalu, like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whoever comes under their orbit, they also get that contagious effect. What is the contagious effect? Pure devotional service to Krishna. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his manifestation at the house of Srivas Pandit, he offered heartfelt prayers. What is meant by heartfelt prayers? heartfelt prayers come spontaneously, and when heartfelt prayers are offered to the Supreme Lord, it is not only listened, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead also reciprocate according to the devotional sentiment that the devotee possesses. So here, Srivast Thakur was astonished. It's a yoga maya. Though he is the same Narada Muni, sometimes due to the yoga maya potency, it makes them to forget that it's the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana Krishna, who has appeared at Navadvipa. So Srivast Pandit, he is a natural scholar. He know all philosophy. And we can also appreciate how he offered prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavate Ache Brahma Moha Panodana Sai Sloka Padi Stuti Korena Pratam. He first recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that was spoken by Lord Brahma after his bewilderment. So we all know that Brahma got bewildered, and then the first thing Brahma realized is that he is so insignificant. He became very humble. Humility, devotion, praying, heartfelt prayers, they are all manifestation when the advanced devotees, they get realization that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and also the supreme controller. So here it is compared that the prayers offered by Srivast Thakur is similar to prayers offered by Brahma. And what is that prayer from Srimad Bhagavatam? Sri Brahma Uvacha Naumidyate Brahvapushe Tadi Dambaraya Gunja Vatamsa Paripicha Lasan Mukaya Panya Shaje Kavala Vetra Vishana Veno Lakshma Shriye Mridu Pade Pashupanga Jaya. So the translation goes, Lord Brahma said, my dear Lord, you are the only worshipable Lord, only worshipable Lord. It means that the other forms of the Lord are his expansion or part of his plenary expansion. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore I offer my humble obeisances. So understanding the position of the Supreme Lord, one becomes humble and prayers just to please you. So we chant only to please Krishna. We hear about the glories of Mahaprabhu only to please him. We pray just to please him. And devotional service is just an act of pleasing to the Supreme Lord. O son of the king of the cowherds, your transcendental body is dark blue like a new cloud. Your garment is brilliant like lightning, and the beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and the peacock feather on your head. Wearing garlands of various forest flowers and leaves, and equipped with a herding stick, a buffalo horn, and a flute, you stand beautifully with a morsel of food in your hand. We can see actually Krishna in his hand, he has a morsel of food mixed with yogurt. So here we can see each and every transcendental part of Krishna's bodily beauty. His bodily beauty is compared to dark blue like a new cloud. So he is called as Shyama Sundar. He is also called as Ganashyam. But here actually Ganashyam is an apt meaning compared to the bodily color of Krishna. And he is compared to a newly formed pouring rain cloud. Cloud sometimes, it may be even white or somewhat little dark. But when it is to pour, that color is compared to the color of Krishna. Actually, Krishna's color is unique. No color in this material world can be compared to Krishna's bodily beauty. But some analogy has to be given. So it is compared to a newly formed raining cloud. And we know that Krishna is, can even say blackish blue or dark blue, whatever it may be. But Krishna and his intimate associates, they play fun on this. The land of Raja, which is a land of reciprocating, loving exchanges, the gopis were teasing Krishna. Krishna, we see and find that Nanda Maharaj is white in color. And we see that your mother Yashoda is white in color. But your color is black in color. Why is it so? So like putting an embarrassing situation to Krishna. This teasing actually brings intimacy. So Krishna was telling, I don't know, maybe I am drinking milk from a black cow. That's why I got this color. I don't know. I am daily bathing in the blackish river of Yamuna. So I might have got this color. So like that, he was trying to answer for the gopi's question. And it made an intimate relationship. So, and one more pastime also, like Radharani, she dressed herself nicely and she was seeing her face in the mirror. We all know that the Radharani complexion is like a molten gold, almost like a white molten gold in color. And Krishna came in the back of Srimati Radharani. And Radharani, in terms of transcendental boasting, she was saying to Krishna, see my bodily color. I am white in color and you are black in color. And in dark night, your face is also invisible. So putting an embarrassing situation to Krishna. And Krishna cleverly replied, the stars or the moon, their beauty and effulgence is heightened only on the background of the Amavasya day, on the black background. So since I am black only, your whitish color is heightened. So like that he was trying to answer. But his bodily color is transcendental, blackish blue. Amazing color. Whoever sees the bodily beauty of Krishna, they become naturally intoxicated. And just by seeing the bodily color of Krishna, one gets transcendental anesthesia. So such is the power of Krishna's bodily color. And your garment is brilliant like lightning. So we all know that Krishna's vastra, the cloth, it is known as Pitambar. Krishna always likes to wear Pitambar, which is yellow in color. Why? Because it is the bodily color of Srimati Radharani. And Radharani, we all know that she is the greatest devotee of Krishna. And she also has the color of molten gold. And Krishna is always remembering Srimati Radharani and wears Pitambara. And we all know that Radharani's favorite cloth is blue garments because she always remembers Krishna. So like that we can see made for each other. Ideal couple, transcendental couple, divine couple. two body and one soul, like that many things. And then, and the beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings. So Krishna, he already has a transcendental face, which is compared to lotus. All parts of Krishna's body is compared to lotus, because lotus is bright, shining, effulgence, purity, sanctified. It has a special type of honey, like the bumblebee revolves around the lotus. The devotees revolve around Krishna. In material world, the bodily beauty, in the scriptures, it is mentioned that no need to give much attention to the bodily beauty. But in the spiritual world, the devotees are attracted to the bodily beauty of Krishna. There is no doubt on that. And his face is enhanced by your gunja earrings. And when Krishna speaks, more than his sweet voice, his earrings, it dances to and fro. It will be like a absolute sight for the devotees. And the peacock feather on your head. So we all know that actually when the peacock danced and then Krishna danced, the king of the peacock became pleased, and then the king of the peacock showered some divine feathers as a matter of gratitude, and Krishna accepted that token of appreciation, that the king of peacock, they were glorifying Krishna's dance. And then he told that, I will always wear your peacock feather in my head. So he immediately inserted the peacock feather in his turban, wearing garlands of various forest flowers and leaves. So Krishna is called as Vanamali. Vanamali. He is always decorated with forest flowers. Always, and when the cowherd boys play in the forest, immediately, whenever they see a beautiful forest flower, they immediately pluck and then they decorate it. Not only in the turban of Krishna, but also as a garland. Like we see in ISKCON, how the deities are dressed. So it is similar to how the cowherd boys dress Krishna in the forest. And even in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna was decorated with forest flowers and garlands. So that's why the sages, when they witnessed Krishna going to the battlefield of Kurukshetra, so they were saying to the other sages, he's not going to battlefield for fighting. Just he want to enchant the mind of the devotees by his mighty presence. So they were commenting like that. And equipped with a herding stick. Krishna always has a stick. A buffalo horn and a flute. So this is actually the trademark of Krishna. Trademark of Krishna. Krishna means actually he should have a peacock feather in his head. He should have flute. There was one nice pastime. One day Balaram approached Krishna privately and asked to Krishna, only this day I need your flute and also your peacock feather. So Krishna immediately took off his peacock feather and also the flute and handed over to Balaram. And Balaram told, today I will act like Krishna. So Krishna was smiling. Then actually he started to enact his pastime, Balaram, and he was going to the forest. On that day, the demon, Keshi, he was ordered by Kamsa, go and then kill Krishna. Then Keshi asked Kamsa, how to identify Krishna? Krishna means actually the only person who wears peacock feather and also has flute in his hand. Oh, okay. The identity of Krishna was given by Kamsa to Keshi. So Kesi came and then he identified Balaram, and then with a roaring speed, he came like a lightning speed, and then with his leg, he gave a mighty blow to Balaram in his chest, and actually Balaram flew apart, where actually Kesi can't even find where Balaram fell. Then actually Kesi thought that Krishna might have been dead, and then went back. And then actually Balaram was feeling short of breath, and then he was crying like a child. The acharyas, they also put a commentary that actually for Balaram to kill the demon is nothing, because actually in his expansion form of Sankarsana, he is holding the whole universe, and that whole universe is even nothing. And what to speak of this insignificant demon? But for the pastime, only devotees can release this pastime. He was crying. Only devotees can release. And then he came to Krishna and told the whole episode, "I don't want any more your peacock feather. And look, you keep it yourself." So no one can imitate like Krishna. I mean, the first expansion of Krishna, even he cannot imitate like Krishna. So what to speak of the living entities in this material world? Everyone wants to become like supreme enjoyer and supreme controller. Only trouble only will come. Only trouble will come if anyone wants to imitate Krishna. And then Krishna has a splendid flute. So like Venu, Murali, Vamsi, three types of flute he has. Venu means like it has 6 inches, very small, with 6 holes in it. That is Venu flute. And then Murali, it is 18 inches, still length in size. 4 holes in the body, and then 1 hole at the end of the flute. For Venu, it will be like 6 holes. Here it is 4 holes in the body and 1 hole at the end of the flute. That is Murali. And Vamsi, it is 15 inches in size, and it has 9 holes in it. 9 holes. And when the size of the Vamsi increases, it is called as Mahananda or Sanmohini. Sanmohini flute means actually it is made of jewels. And when it is still bigger in size and made of gold, it is called as Akarshini. And still bigger in size is Anandini. This Anandini flute is very dear to cowherd boys. Krishna is the flute master. He knows how to play the flute in different ragas, different swaras, to attract different devotees. And sometimes when he plays the flute, only those devotees can hear it. He can restrict his audience by playing his flute. Yamuna Devi also get stumbled sometimes when devotees along with cowherd friends and the calves, they want to cross the Yamuna. Krishna plays a special swara in his flute. Then the Yamuna becomes like a rock solid. Then they pass the Yamuna. Then again he plays the flute. Then again with the transcendental ecstasy, she becomes like a fluid, flowing in trance. Krishna is the expert flute master. There is no doubt on that. And the flute are made of either marble or also like a hollow bamboo. One time in Kolkata, I mean our ISKCON Kolkata, when Srila Prabhupada came there, we all know that there is a beautiful Radha Govinda deities. The first temple established by Srila Prabhupada in India. And at the time, the pujaris were newly trained how to dress the deities like that. So In the night, one pujari placed flute in an upside direction. And then later it was reported to Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada told, don't worry, Krishna can play the flute in any way. Whether it is upside down or kept in the right direction, no need to worry for that. It's amazing, Krishna, playing the flute. Not only attracting his expansion, not only attracting the demigods, not only the higher living beings in the upper planetary system, the human being, but also the all living entities. So that's why he is called as Akhila Rasamurti. He can attract all living entities. There is no competitor for Krishna. He is an autocrat. Especially his flute playing. Rupa Goswami mentions that actually there is none who can excel like a flute master displayed by Krishna. And his buffalo horn, that speciality, it is always highly polished and it has a hole in it and with a band of gold ring. So Krishna has both flute and buffalo horn. We all know that when Krishna plays the flute, the cowherd boys, the gopis, they become mesmerized. In Nectar of Devotion, it is mentioned that one gopi called Taravali, she got mesmerized with Krishna's transcendental flute. And generally, the antidote is that when Krishna plays the buffalo horn, they should come to consciousness. But for Taravali gopi, when after Krishna played his flute, and then he took his bugling instrument, buffalo horn, and when he played the buffalo horn, then actually her trance, her ecstasy increased thousands of times. So such is the power of whatever Krishna does, whether it is flute or buffalo horn, the ecstasy increases. Whether Krishna makes a side glance, or whether he speaks, or his bodily fragrance, everything is intoxication. That intoxication is only every conditioned soul. They are expecting same type of intoxication only in this material world. And they end up in drug and other substances, degrading their consciousness. They have forgotten the perfect intoxication object of love is Krishna. It is forgotten. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to awaken our dormant love for Krishna. And Srivas Thakur, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his form, he started to pray like Brahma. It is like that. I was hearing one lecture from a senior sannyasi. He was just making a commentary how Krishna went from his house to the pasture ground along with the calves and cows. 6 hours lecture. 6 hours lecture on that subject. So, very, very attractive. And you stand beautifully with a morsel of food in your hand. So, his stylish posture. Whether Krishna raises his upper hand, left hand or right hand, whatever he does is a style. If Krishna sits, it is a style. If Krishna sleeps, it's a style. If Krishna walks, it's a style. And if Krishna becomes ecstatic, it is a style. Everything is a style. So actually, the devotees, they are the most fortunate because they can relish such type of thing in the association of devotees, and in the core of their heart, only love for Krishna and service for Krishna is there. So such prayers Brahma offered. So here Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions that Srivas Thakur also offered such prayers. The first prayer of Brahma was offered by Srivas Thakur, and then he started to offer prayers to Krishna. So here, one more beauty is that we all know that after Brahma was bewildered, Actually, he saw that there were innumerable Narayana, the Vishnu form, emanating from Krishna. He perfectly knew that they are all bodily expansion of Krishna. But Brahma surrendered only to the original Narayana, Krishna. That is also an important thing that has to be noted. He saw in his eyes the Vishnu Rupa, innumerable Vishnu Rupas. But he surrendered to whom? Only to the lotus feet of the original Narayana, who is none other than Govinda, Krishna. Why Krishna's foot is described as lotus feet? Actually, we all know that Goloka Vrindavan, it is like the whole of a lotus. So when he comes again, actually, wherever he puts his feet, that is also only on the whole of a lotus. And again, actually, it's like a honey, like a bumblebee revolving around a lotus flower. All devotees, they revolve and take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. When one takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, means he takes dust at the lotus feet of Krishna. One who can appreciate the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna, when one becomes humble in the spiritual life, and by taking shelter, not even at the lotus feet of Krishna, just by taking shelter at the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna, he actually goes up, 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 up beyond the material universe, going beyond the Dwaraka, Ayodhya, Vaikuntha, and then attaining Goloka Vrindavan. But if one don't take dust at the lotus feet of Krishna, they go down. Atala, vitala, sutala, patala, rasatala, like that. Such is the glory of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful, wonderful. Krishna is a wonder boy, magic boy. Everyone wants to have such type of similarities. In this material world, everyone wants to have a child like Krishna. But it's not possible. But Krishna says that you can enjoy with any type of relationship with me, whatever you desire. But Krishna is so merciful. Vishvambara charane hamara namaskara navagana varna pita basana jahar. I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Vishvambara, whose bodily complexion is the color of a newly formed cloud and who is dressed in yellow garments. So here, Srivas Pandit is offering respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Vishvambara. So the lotus feet, like for a person who is suffering from eye disease, they make a medicine from the lotus petal. So if the eye power is shortened, then they give this medicine. So, Om Ajnana Timarandasya Nananjana Salakya Saksur Unmilitam Yena. So it is clearly mentioned, the ignorance, that layer, actually makes the conditioned soul to forget his constitutional position. But one, when surrenders at the lotus feet of Krishna, Vishvambara, his dormant love for Krishna is not only awakened, he gets fixed in his original position as the eternal servant of Krishna. That's why whoever meditates on the lotus feet of Krishna, on the lotus feet of Vishvambara, they immediately come to the feeling that they are eternal servant of Krishna. So that's why in Vrindavan, here actually we have to make everyday reminder, Jivera Surupahai Krishnera Nityadas. But in Vrindavan, whenever the devotees, the associates see Krishna, immediately the feeling that gets aroused in their heart is that I am an eternal servant of Krishna. I have to serve Krishna. That's all. You see, any part of the transcendental body of Krishna, such type of lovely feeling gets aroused. That's why Prabhupada says that when we offer prayer to Krishna, generally, ideally, whatever the prayers are offered by the previous acharya, it is ideally the best. But sometimes we get in a very awkward situation, in a critical situation, in a helpless condition. So Prabhupada instructed us, in whatever situation we are, we have to offer prayers in a loving way and also in a feeling way. Then immediately Krishna reciprocates. So that's why actually the coming verses are all wonderful prayers from the lotus mouth of Narada. So here, his bodily complexion, here it is compared to the color of a newly formed cloud. So it means that Narada Muni is instructing us that he is none other than Krishna. We all know that actually Nimai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishwambara, Gauranga, he has the bodily color of a molten gold. And he is dressed in yellow garments. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the mood and the bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani. So actually, Mahaprabhu's complexion is also molten gold, and also he likes to wear Pitambara, yellow garments. Sachira Nandana Paye Mora Namaskar Nava Gunja Shiki Pucha Bhushana Jahar. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sachi's son. So here actually how Srivas Thakur is glorifying, we can appreciate. Like Krishna is glorified as Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan. Here actually, the Supreme Lord likes to hear in terms of his connection with his close associates. So Sachi Mata. So here, he says that I want to offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Nimai, but to Sachi's son. So Krishna and his loving associates, devotees, can never be separated. That is the point. Whose head is decorated with stands of fresh gunja and a peacock feather. So again, Krishna's beauty, actually, when we start to see the commentary of the acharyas, the transcendental bodily beauty of Krishna is decorated with many jewels, ornaments, and how he looks. Both things are there. When these things, the gunja and the peacock feather, so it doesn't mean that actually when only Krishna wears peacock feather, he becomes beautiful. Rather, we can say that when Krishna wears a peacock feather, that peacock feather becomes beautiful. Ganga Dasa Sishya Paye Mora Namaskar Vanamala Kore Dadi Vodo Najahar. I offer my respectful obeisances at the feet of Ganga Das Pandit's student. He says not directly to Nimai, his Gurukul master, Ganga Das Pandit, who wears a forest flower garland and holds yogurt rice in his hand. So Ganga Das Pandit, somewhere it is mentioned he is Vashishta, and somewhere it is mentioned as Durvasa. Whatever it may be, Gangadas Pandit, he is glorified. He actually lived in a place called as Ganganagar in Samantadweep. And Nimai Pandit, he studied under Ganga Das Pandit. So during Mahaprakasa Leela, the 21 hours pastime when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited that he is the Supreme Lord at the house of Srivas Pandit, he was calling every devotee, and then whatever the Ishta Rupa, he not only manifested, but he recalled many historical incidents, how they were saved by his grace. So Gangadas Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to him, one day, you along with your wife, children and family members, due to fear of the Muslim king, because the Muslim king, if they didn't like a person, then they immediately, they used to splash water from the pot, and then they will say that he has become a Musalman. And when they touch, they will be ostracized from the Hindu society. So the Gangadas Pandit, along with his children and wife, came to the shore of the Ganga, and then he was praying in a heartfelt way. Somehow or other, he has to be saved. Again, he was having a lot of anxiety. The Muslim soldiers would be chastising him. After his long heartfelt prayers, then came a boatman, and immediately Gangadas Pandit along with his family members boarded the boat, and then they went to the other shore. And then Gangadas Pandit was pitiably crying. There was no boat or no boatman coming at the dead of the night. He was saying, somehow or other, I will give you a silver coin and also a nice cloth. Please somehow carry my family to that side. And Mahaprabhu told to Gangadas Pandit that boatman is none other than me. So here he is clearly indicating how he is very protective of his devotees, and that too his Gurukul master. And Gangadas Pandit didn't know. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed only, he actually came to know. That's why actually even for devotees, practicing devotees, sadhana devotees also, they don't know actually how at every moment Krishna is with us and also the Guru Parampara is with us. Irrespective of whatever situation or circumstances we are put in, they are there to help us. And there is also one nice pastime with Gangadas Pandit, with Nimai Pandit at the shore of the Ganga. Nimai Pandit, after he got the Upanayan, the Brahminical thread, he made a vow. Other than for the purpose of bathing, I will never enter into Ganga. He made a vow. So Gangadas Pandit, as his Gurukul master, he wanted to test his disciple. So purposefully, Gangadas Pandit went inside the river, some 40-50 feet inside Ganga. And then he called Nimai Pandit, Nimai, I want all the ingredients for worshipping Ganga, that sea seems to be sea and flowers and other paraphernalia. So now, Gangadas Pandit was anxious, because now actually Nimai is not going to come inside the river for bathing. So he was just seeing only the lotus feet of Nimai, what he is going to do. Nimai, without a second, in order to fulfill the instruction of spiritual master, immediately took all the ingredients, and then he kept his first foot on river Ganga. Then immediately a golden lotus petal came, and then the second foot, again golden lotus petal came. Then immediately how many feet he kept, so much golden lotus petal came, and then he gave the ingredients to his Gurukul master Gangadas Pandit, and then he returned back to the shore. So it means that actually Gangadas Pandit wanted to show to this conditioned soul that actually this Nimai Pandit is not an ordinary person, he is Gaura Narayan. Some acharyas say that Ganga Devi her personal hand manifested as golden lotus petal in order to keep the vow of Nimal Pandit. So like that, many such wonderful pastimes happened with Gangadas Pandit. Wonderful school. So here actually Srivas Thakur is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his intimate associate, no, Gangadas Pandit. He saying, I am offering my respectful obeisances at the feet of Gangadas Pandit student. Jagannatha Putra Paye Mora Namaskar. Koti Chandra Jini Rupa Badana Jahar. I offer my respectful obeisances at the feet of Jagannath Mishra's son, whose attractive form repeats the beauty of millions of moons. So here, he says, not my respectful obeisances to Nimai, but to Jagannath Mishra's son. Jagannath Mishra is so dear to Nimai. And remember one past time where the residents of Navadeep Damvasi, especially the little girls, they came and then complained to Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra that Nimai is too mischievous. The Jagannath Mishra, he took a stick and then he went to Ganga to chastise Nimai. But Nimai somehow or other understood the plan of Jagannath Mishra and he came in an opposite route. And then at the time actually writing all happened only with a palm leaf or with some instrument, but there was some ink. So some ink was also on the body and also on the shirt of Nimai Pandit. So I am coming directly from the Gurukul. I am not doing any mischievous thing. And immediately Jagannath Mishra seeing Nimai stop, he immediately put his stick and then immediately Nimai jumped into the shoulders of Jagannath Mishra. Then immediately Jagannath Mishra started to pat his son. So loving father. And when Jagannath Mishra passed away, Nimai Pandit cried like an ordinary mortal for half an hour. His cry is because of the intimate dealing he had with his eternal father. Shunga Vetra Venu Chihna Bhushana Jahar Saitumi Tomara Charane Namaskar. I offer my obeisances unto you who are adorned with the horn, stick and flute. So Krishna's beauty, whether it is bugling instrument, buffalo horn, or the stick which he used to grace the cows and calves, and also the flute, these are all the typical trademark of Krishna. And whoever sees Krishna with such magical, wonderful instrument, they become lifelong surrender. That's all. Surrendered. Eternal surrender. That's all. And his generally Krishna and his expansion, the Perumal form, they are called as Alankara Priya. Nicely decorating themselves and then coming in front of the devotees to show their beauty. So we can understand one thing. Always they want to give new ecstatical symptoms, which is increasing every second. So actually, a devotee, if he sees Krishna in this second, when he gazes upon him the other second, the bodily beauty gets increasing. So it is eternal. Chari bede jare goshe nandera kumar saitumi tomara charane namaskar. You are the person who is addressed by the four Vedas as the son of Maharaj Nanda. I offer my obeisances unto you. So actually, by Vedas, by Vedanta, Krishna is to be understood. If Krishna is not understood, then it means that he has not grasped the essence of Vedic literatures. Krishna's address, Goloka Vrindavan, Nanda Baba, Bhavan, Cowherd Street. So he wants to be addressed as son of Maharaj Nanda. Actually, in the Vedas, holy name is also mentioned, but it's only Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, who gave to this entire world by chanting the holy name, this Maha Mantra, one can attain Nama Prema. Nama is there in the Vedic literature, but Nama Prema only Lord Chaitanya exposed. Just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you can attain Prema. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one mentioned Nama Prema. Only Mahaprabhu mentioned Nama Prema. So it means that actually Nama Prema is hidden in the Vedas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested that hidden secret to the fallen conditioned soul. Brahmastave stuti kore prabhu racharane swachande balaya jata aise badane. Shiva's pandit offered the Lord prayers similar to those offered by Brahma. Whatever he spoke came to his lips spontaneously. Prayers has an effect. Prayers has an effect. Everyone chant. See, for a vehicle, only if the wheels are aligned properly, it can run smoothly. Even for chanting the holy name, we have to align our consciousness, mind. Before starting our japa, at least for 5 minutes, one should do breathing exercise. Then actually, all the positive vibration and then the heart, consciousness becomes aligned properly to chant the holy name. It is a proven one. 5 minutes, there should be a breathing exercise in any mudra posture. And then if you start to chant, because generally what happens, devotees, practicing devotees, they have so many thoughts. They may be counselors. So much problem will be put in their mind. And something that affects them in the previous day, when they take their bead, that come to their mind. But such thought will not come if a devotee does breathing exercise for 5 minutes. It has to be done by every devotee. Then you see your chanting, how it goes. So everything has actually some expertise. Everyone cook, but some devotee cook nicely. So we have to learn some tips and techniques from the devotee. So chanting means at least 5 minutes you have to do breathing exercise. Then you chant, then you see the result. Day one you will see the result. Day one, 100% guarantee. So here, actually, Srivas Pandit is offering prayer to Nimai Pandit spontaneously. Prayers means actually we can remember Gajendra, Draupadi, Parikshit Maharaj. Wonderful prayers. Irrespective of the situation, when they started to offer prayers spontaneously, whatever the critical condition, they started to glorify, it has acted as an impetus for them to remember Krishna in a fixed way. Gajendra was playing in such a way that only the crocodile which was catching my feet, it acted as an impetus to surrender myself unto your lotus feet. It instantly came from his prayer. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj, only due to the curse of the Brahmana son that I will be dead in a week's time by the bite of a venomous snake, Takshaka, that acted as an impetus to surrender. So Draupadi also, and Durvasa came along with his several thousands of disciples. She immediately surrendered and prayed in a helpless state. So that is actually listened, heard, and then reciprocated by Krishna. There is no doubt on that. So even in our daily practical life, if we offer prayers in a feeling way, see, we are chanting the holy name, we are doing arati, there is no need of extensive training on that. In a feeling way, when we chant the holy name, in a feeling way we should chant. When we are doing arati, in a feeling way we have to do it. There is no sutra or hidden secret for that. That feeling sentiment is devotion. Tumi Vishnu, Tumi Krishna, Tumi Yajneshwar, Tomara Charano Dhaka, Ganga Tirtha Abhar. Tumi, you are Vishnu. Tumi Krishna, you are Krishna. You are Yajneshwara, the benefactor of all sacrifices. Tomara Charano Dhaka, Ganga Tirtha Vara. It means that from your lotus feet, Ganga has come. Janaki Jivana, Tumi Tumi Narasimha. Ajabava Aditava Charanera Bringa Janaki Jivana. Janaki means Sita Devi. So Sita Devi is Prana. You are the Prana of Sita Devi, Janaki. Tumi Narasimha, you are Narasimha. Chankasi told to Nimai Pandit, on the day when my soldiers attacked you, on the day actually a typical creature, the head of the lion and having the human form threatened me. And Chankasi told to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you are that Narasimha. Here she was Thakur also saying, you are Narasimha. Tumi se Vedanta Vedya, Tumi Narayana, Tumi se Chalila Boli Hoya Vaman. So you are the Vedanta. You are hidden inside the Vedas. Tumi Narayana, you are Narayana. You are also Vamana. When Vamana came as a dog, Bali Maharaja's daughter, Ratnamala, decided to breastfeed Vamana, so beautiful child. And when Vamana became like a big, in his two steps actually he covered the whole world, and the third step, when he actually put it on the lotus head of Bali Maharaj. And immediately, Ratnamala, she was thinking that, I want to kill the same child with my breast filled with the poison. So the same Ratnamala had both the desire to breastfeed the beautiful child and also to kill the child. That both the desire got manifested when she came as Putana. She wanted to breastfeed Krishna and at the same time she wanted to kill Krishna. So whatever the desires, that's why whatever we feel at the core of our heart is taken into account by the Supreme Lord and he fulfills that. Tumi Hayagriva, Tumi Jagat Jeevana, Tumi Neelachala Chandra Shabara Koran. You are Hayagriva, Jagat Jeevana, or the whole universe. You are the life and soul, Neelachala Chandra, or the cause of all causes. Tomara Maya Yakar Nahi Hoi Banga Kamalana Jane Jar Sane Yeka Sangha Who is not bewildered by your illusory energy? Even though Goddess Lakshmi lives with you, she does not know your glories. We all know that in Krishna Leela, Lakshmi Devi wanted to participate in Rasa Leela, but her constitutional position was that Narayana is my husband, but she didn't take the mood or the footstep of the gopis. So she was denied entry to participate in Rasa Leela. But the same Krishna, when he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi Devi participated in the Rasa Leela, because actually the Nama Sankirtan itself is a Rasa Leela. And we all know that actually, Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya, the eternal consort of Mahaprabhu, they participated in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan pastime. Lakshmi Devi and Maya Devi, they were crying to Krishna, we are unable to participate, because Maya Devi means wherever there is sun, there is no darkness. Wherever there is darkness, no sun. So Maya, I cannot participate in your pastime directly. She was crying like that to Krishna. But in Mahaprabhu's Leela, we all know that Maya Devi came and then personally got Namadan, charity of holy name from Haridas Thakur, from Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So she chanted the holy name. She also participated in the Rasa Leela. So merciful, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So even though Goddess Lakshmi is along with the husband Narayana, she does not glow your glories. So this is actually the statement of Srivas Thakur. Sangi shaka bai sarva mate seve jay hena prabhu mohamane anya janake. You bewilder even that Lord who serves as your companion, friend and brother. So what to speak of others? So what is the meaning of this statement? You bewilder even that Lord who serves as your companion, friend and brother. Who serves Krishna as companion, friend and brother? Only Lord Balaram. Krishna also bewilders Balaram. We all know that in the Brahma Vimohana Leela, Brahma was bewildered. And then when Brahma stole the cowherd boys and calves, for 1 year, Krishna expanded himself personally as the cowherd boys and the calves. And he was enacting the pastime for 1 year. Just only a week before the end of 1 year, Balaram was astonished. This is extraordinary affection showed by the parents towards their children and also by the cows towards their calves. And then he was thinking, Balaram, whether it would be the act of the great rishis and demigods. Then again he thought, no. I am the source of all demigods and sages. How can they bewilder me? Then would it be the influence caused by the demons and demoness? No. Demon and demoness cannot influence me. It should be certainly the Maya potency, the Yoga Maya potency of Krishna only. And when Balaram asked why this is extraordinary affection, then actually only after 1 year only, Krishna told to Balaram what happened, how Brahma he stole the cowherd boys and calves, how he personally expanded, and actually ditto the parents, the cow. There was no difference. There should be some trait character in each cowherd boys and calves. Perfect resemblance by Krishna. Similarly, actually, a live incident also happened at Bankim Bihari. One train, TTR, like a train conductor checking the tickets. The train used to come to Vrindavan, and then he used to have darshan of Bankim Bihari at that time. And then he used to go to the train. One day he was completely mesmerized by the beauty of Bankim Bihari, and then he lost the train. Then he thought that actually the officials will give memo or suspend him. Then immediately he went to the office, and then the next day he wrote a resignation letter. But the office person told, you came yesterday and then the TT work was done wonderfully. So why you are coming and then resigning? So again, Krishna took the form of the TTR and then he did the work of conducting train ticket checking work. Perfect. Nityagraha bhashe more padi acha bole toma na janiya moro janma gela hele. You have thrown me into the illusion of a household life. I have simply wasted my life without understanding it. So such type of prayer will come only when one is in the advanced stage. You have thrown me into the illusion of household life. Actually, Krishna means ras, 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 ras. Ecstasy, ecstasy, ecstasy. Ananda, ananda, ananda. Then only one comes to the conclusion, oh, whatever one finds in the material world is insignificant. That comes only in the advanced stage. I have simply wasted my life. Such are the commentaries given by the acharyas. Nana maya kori tumi amare vanchila sajiduti adi kori shakali bahila. You have deceived me through various illusions. You have even carried my flower basket and dhoti. Sometimes we see that how Krishna would try to carry the shoes of Nanda Maharaj. So like that actually Nimai, he sometimes also carried the dhoti and flower basket. Sometimes when every day morning Shiva Thakur, he used to go out of his home to pluck flowers for his deity worship. And when Nimai Pandit, when he sees Shiva's Pandit, he immediately, no, 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 you should not carry the flower basket. He acted as a perfect servant. So now actually he is revealing all those things. Tate mora bayanahi shuna prananata tumi hena prabhu more hoilo sakshat. O Lord of my life, please listen. That does not make me fearful, for you have now appeared before my eyes. For devotees actually, there should be no fear. Because whenever there is Krishna, devotees should, actually a person who says that I am surrendered means he should be fearless. So when we are on the path of Saranagati surrender, we should be also be fearless. But Prabhupada says that we should be always fear of Maya. The fear of Maya should make us become more attached, cling to the lotus feet of Krishna. For that only we should have fear of Maya always. Other than that, actually, the devotees doesn't fear. They fear for Vaishnava Parana. That's all. Because it's very, very sensitive. Aji mora shokala dukera hoilo nash. Aji mora divasa hoilo para akasha. Today all my miseries are vanquished. Today is the most auspicious day for me. For devotees who are engaged in devotional service, every day is auspicious. And for devotees who are with Krishna, every day is auspicious. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that whenever we chant the holy name or Hari Bhajan, Hari Katha, reading, that day is auspicious. Other time wasted upon frivolous sport, it is Amangala. Aji moro janma karma shokala shapal. Aji moro udaya shakala sumangal. Today my life and activities have become successful. Today all good fortune has awakened for me. So here actually Srivas Pandit says that actually when we immerse ourselves in hearing the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, good fortune arises. Good fortune for Kali Yuga is only to take shelter of Gauranita. And life becomes successful. There is no doubt on that. Aji mora pitirkula hoilo udar. Aji se basati danya hoilo amar. Today my forefathers have been delivered. Today my home is truly blessed. So whoever takes to devotional service, even for a Kanishta stage, I mean the neophyte devotees, minimum 3 generations up and coming, they are delivered. There is no doubt on that. So whoever renders devotional service, the benefit is for their entire family members and also for the forefathers as well as for the descendants. Aji moro nayana bagera nahi shima tare deki jara shichorana seve rama. Today there is no limit to the good fortune of my eyes, for I am seeing he whose lotus feet are served by Rama, the goddess of Apsu. So actually, all the consorts of the Supreme Lord, they are eager to serve the lotus feet of their husband. So actually, that's why we pray the Supreme Lord along with their consort. Sri Devi, Bhudevi, Vishnu, Krishna, Rukmani, Satyabhama, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya, like that. Bolite avishta hoilo pandita shrivas urdva bahu kori kande chade gana swasa. While speaking in this way, Srivas Pandit became overwhelmed in ecstasy. He raised his arms, cried, and then sighed deeply. Srivas Pandit, when he was offering such prayers, he became completely in ecstatic trance. So it is to be experienced by each and every devotee. So at that time, he raised his arms. So tears flowed from his eyes and then he sighed deeply. So such wonderful prayer by Srivas Pandit. So amazing pastime Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enacted and wonderfully narrated by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur, the core essence is that if one understands that Vimai Pandit Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the limelight for conditioned souls in Kali Yuga and he is the same Supreme Lord Krishna, with a little faith, whatever they render devotional service to Gauranitai, their life will become perfect. Okay, Hare Krishna. I end with this. So whatever comments, realization, questions, we can share. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, that are Brahms. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was really a very wonderful class with all the past times you narrated. So, Prabhuji, I just have a question. You were saying Krishna with his peacock feather, right? So, there is some pastime, right? So, can you just narrate on that, Prabhuji? Why Krishna is keeping the peacock feather?
So, Krishna reciprocates with all living entities. So, Krishna, when he was in Vrindavan, there was actually a flock of peacock. Peacock is known for the dance, especially the rainy cloud. They actually, we all know that how peacock, the feathers, it will be like almost in a circle way. And they started to dance and Krishna Radharani also came there. And then Krishna, seeing the ecstatic dance of the peacock, he also started to dance. So even all the peacock, they were stunned seeing the dance of Krishna, similar like a peacock dance. And then actually Radharani also danced and then the divine couple danced. Actually, it was like a, we can say like a mind blow to all the peacock flock. And then the king of the peacock, he was very much appreciative of Krishna's dance. And then to show his gratitude, he showered many divine feathers there. And then Krishna accepted that gift, saying that actually I will always keep your peacock in the turban of my head. In that way, actually, he also reciprocated with the peacock. So we all know that in Vrindavan, all living entities reciprocate with Krishna, and Krishna was very reciprocating.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So today it was very, very knitted into the ears of hearing all the pastimes for each and every verse which you narrated, though it is Nimai or it is Krishna, both are same, and the pastimes are also same, where Krishna in Vrindavan is so mischievous, where Nimai in Mayapuri, so Navadip is so mischievous. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. Devotees, any questions, please go ahead, or any realizations.
Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for coming on the call and giving such a beautiful class. I really like the pictures that you put on the PPT. They are very attractive, especially Krishna pictures. They're so beautiful. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for giving your association. I don't have any question, but the class was very good. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Pictures, no, with where you were narrating about the flute. So that was really very interesting, Prabhuji, with the flute which Krishna is having, the different kinds of flute with the holes, you were saying. That was very amazing. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And so, devotees, if no more questions or realizations, we can end the call here. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for coming on the call and giving us your association. And please give us your association more frequently on this forum with this Nectarian classes. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpa Tripasha Kripas. Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindi Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. His Grace Jeevan Gaur Hari Prabhuji Ki Jai. Hare Krishna Vrinda
Gopala. Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti Koti
Vaishnavam.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. We can end the call here, Mataji.
Yeah. Yes, Mataji.
Thank you, dear devotees.
Sorry, Mataji.
That's okay, Mataji. Go ahead. End the call.
Hare Krishna.